Yes. Okay, there. Everything's recording.
Okay.
I forget if we streamed this last time.
Not last
time. We surprised people with it.
We did that like 2 times ago.
2 times ago, and everyone hated it.
No, they were just, they like just complained. They're like, we didn't tell us.
But you could watch it right then.
Yeah, you could.
At that moment.
Yeah, but then I missed it, so I'm mad. Well, why don't you just watch the aftermath? Like, why don't you watch the, whatever.
It's not as good, though. Watching a recorded one.
I guess.
It's like fucking a woman that's already been fucked, you know?
It's just like,
well, I don't want to fuck you now.
Everything we do, they just complain. Everything I do, just constantly.
So
complains.
You're at a, out of 10.
I'm at an all-time
high. Out of Mickey's. How many depression Mickey's are you at?
An all-time high.
5 out of 5 Mickey's of depression today?
Oh, boy. Everything's great. Everything's gonna be great.
What do you do when you get this depressed?
I don't know.
I had to think about it.
I don't know. I just kind of nothing really. You know.
What seems to be your boggle this evening?
I got banned from Twitter. Should I save this for the regular episode?
Why? Otherwise, we're only going. Why is he so depressed?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I'm not. It's just a setback, as is most of my life.
Yeah.
Anytime
caused by
anytime
liberals,
I get yes.
Mm-hmm.
Caused by the unbearable silence of our technological overlords.
Yeah,
I don't know how to exist on this planet. I don't know how to do it. All right.
Well, you could not
fight with. I could not fight with people on.
Yeah,
the
you could just not. You could use an app that doesn't let you read their responses.
I should. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I knew a guy who had a big Twitter problem, and he's
got one that didn't let him see replies.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
It was.
I don't know, but part of it's the engagement. The problem is, if I stop using Twitter, I have to get a real life, and I don't have time for that.
That makes sense. Just don't say N-word, F-slur, retard, pedophile.
You can say pedophile, though.
You can't say go fuck a child.
I guess you can't say go fuck a child pedophile.
Did you think that would be probably not allowed?
No, I honestly didn't. I don't.
Thought they'd be, yeah, that's
I don't,
cool.
I don't. Everybody calls me a pedophile all the fucking time, so I don't get it. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know where the line is.
Yeah, but you're famous. It's different for you.
I can't exist on this internet. Like, I don't know where the rules are. I don't know where the line is. And
it's right there.
It's
different.
We got
for
a great
you.
Show for you tonight.
Okay.
Got a great show.
Usually you do the intro on this
one. I'll do it. It's going to be great.
You sure?
I'm all amped up.
All right, let's hear
it. I'm a professional.
This is 420. You sound like you're smoking weed right now, but you're not.
Well, today's not 420, is it? This is an anticipation of 420.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a week early. So gear up your 420.
Gear up.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Fucking shit! God fucking damn it! I want you all to fucking die! I'm so sick of all you stupid pieces of fucking dog shit trash! Listen to my fucking shithole podcast, the biggest problem in the fucking universe! Wow.
And I got it out of my
what
system.
What an incredible intro.
So,
welcome to the biggest problem.
Sick of this planet. Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe.
Because you can't say go rape a child.
Go, no, I can't. I can't say. I didn't say go rape a child. I said go fuck a child.
Yeah, but necessarily. Well, they can't.
According to the rules of consent.
They can't consent, so.
Fuck could mean anything. Fuck could mean, you know, ruin their day by taking their candy away. You know, you fuck them over.
Oh, so they get home. How was your day, Johnny? He goes, oh, it got fucked.
It was fucked.
I got fucked by this guy who stole my candy.
Yeah.
Oh, I got fucked. Okay.
Yeah, I got fucked.
I
got totally fucked at school today. I did my homework and the teacher didn't believe me. There's multiple ways to fuck a child. It doesn't necessarily mean it's sexual.
Right.
I mean, I guess when I call him a pedophile afterwards, it insinuates.
Well, I don't think you need that to have insinuated the sexual part, though.
When a bunch of lolicons are just nipping at my heels on Twitter, going,
What are they saying?
I don't know. I don't even know.
All right, so we're doing the biggest problem
in the biggest 420. Problem in 420.
You just got that account back, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's.
And your big, like, launch for your comic is coming up.
Well.
That's going to be harder to do, right?
I mean, I have to hope that all the work I put in with, you know, I was planning on launching it without that Twitter. And so I, you know, then I got the Twitter back.
Lucky you then, I guess.
And I think it'll still hopefully. No, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Do you want to do your problem
first? I don't want to do anything, because, but who won last? Who won the last?
Well, I won. I won.
You won with what? Give the results.
Grooming young men. Sorry.
Sorry.
Grooming young men into a culture of simping was number one.
It's a good problem. Yeah. It's a funny problem.
Not enough hammer suits in Mario 3.
I'm surprised that was higher. But I was glad people got behind my problem. Coins don't matter at number three.
Yeah.
No black toads was negative.
Well, because there are, well, there, I guess there's sand black toads in the movie.
Well, yeah, what's his name? Is a toad, Keegan.
Oh, yeah. Michael, but they're all kind of tanned. Did you see the movie?
I did see the movie.
Are they kind of like Middle Eastern?
I thought they looked like regular toads to me.
Oh, they're not white.
Trying
what?
To give you a deal. No, I thought they were white. I don't know.
Mario 2, very negative.
Your Mario 2 hate was not beloved. People like
it
Mario
2,
man.
It wasn't real either.
Man.
I just said it because my girlfriend said it.
Fair enough.
I love Mario 2. I'm just like you guys.
And then my problem, of course, of Italian face and Dead Last.
That's the dumbest thing.
I'll say this. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. The only thing left in my life right now. I got nothing. I got nothing. So at least I got this.
Did you have Twitter
who
Blue?
Who knows when this will go away? Yeah, I had Twitter Blue.
Don't you say that.
Who knows when.
You can go on Backed By when that happens. Backed.by.
Yeah.
/ biggest problem.
That's true. You can support us there once we get demonetized on everything because the tech people control everything and there's no way to talk to them or say hi.
Stop saying,
all right,
fuck kids.
I know.
Don't say, ever
I
say the
lot
phrase,
of stuff.
Fuck kids.
All right, fair enough.
Even if you're saying, I don't fuck kids, don't say it.
Don't say it. Can't they tell you before you tweet something, like, if you tweet this, we're going to suspend you? That would be, just give me that feature.
Well, it's too expensive because it's all machine learning censorship now. So they train the algorithms.
Can't it just
and then,
be like, I know you're about to tweet the N-word. There's a good chance you might get suspended for this.
That would be racist.
Do you want to go along with it? Why? Because a black guy
black
might be saying it?
That they can't say the N-word. And of course,
they're not telling them. They're still giving
the
them
black
the option.
Guys would destroy Twitter HQ.
I would like a warning ahead of time.
The black guys would all move over to World Star Hip Hop or something and tweet over there somehow.
Yeah.
They'd figure out a way to tweet through drive-through speakers around the country, like in 101 Dalmatians when the dogs were all barking to each other. They'd figure that out somehow. See, I'm joking. That's why what I'm saying is not racist and why I get away with it.
Fair enough.
Because it's just hilarious. I'm just kidding.
That's good. And oh, by the time you hear this, hopefully the campaign for my comic book will be live.
Okay. So you can release this like tomorrow, though.
Okay, well, then it won't be live. But if you're listening to it later, you can go to superkiller.org. There'll be a link to the Indiegogo campaign. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And when nobody supports it and I have, like, 10 pledges after the first week, say goodbye to this show and all other related Fido Chiswaldi projects. Say bye-bye, folks.
No, you can't joke about that, because my favorite artist for this show killed himself.
Which one?
Call of the Deep.
Call of the Deep?
Yeah.
Yeah, why'd he kill himself?
I don't know.
Because he's an artist.
Yeah, because he's so good at art.
I don't think that's why.
Isn't it? Isn't that the reason?
I don't know, man. I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. So, wait, you're the winner, so you go first.
This is 420. This is our big 420 episode. This is our big 420 episode. Okay.
On 420, related
in 1902, Pierre and Marie Curie refined radium chloride, which somehow contributed to Marie Curie, the big phony fraud bitch, getting a token Nobel Prize.
Was that the first female Nobel Prize?
Yes, and that's the only reason they gave it to her. They were not going to give it to her, but this douchebag, liberal simp pushed for them to do it. A guy, a mathematician, who didn't even have his own money, who had a rich girlfriend, so super turbo simp.
Who pushed for Marie Curie to get the Nobel?
Look at how much research I did on this problem.
I know. Well, it was funny before the show. I said, hey, look, there's all these 420 related things. And I guess you must have really dug through that list.
Yes. I didn't know this. The worst thing that to happen happened. To mankind yeah. was not Hitler's birthday.
No.
It was Marie Curie getting the Nobel Prize twice. Not only right. once to be the first woman.
Did she? Was she awarded it on 420?
That no. was the- This so is what, not. This is a very abstract way that I've gone
connected
to putting
420 to me
Marie
again?
Curie getting discovering
radium,
earning a no, getting a Nobel Prize,
right?
Because it belonged to her husband.
Well,
that's why
she helped out, right? They were a team.
I mean, I don't. Does the pencil help you writing
the
equations?
Get
the
Nobel
and stuff?
Award?
Should the radium get the award?
Did Einstein's calculator get an award?
In December 1903, the Royal Swedish Academy of Scientists awarded Pierre Curie, Marie Curie, and Henri Becquerel the Nobel
Becquerel
Prize.
Becquerel was the real brains of that operation.
Well, they were only going to give it to Pierre. No yeah. one's ever heard of Pierre.
He's, yeah, barely right? ever hear about it. He's been completely
his
overshadowed
bitch wife
in history.
Overshadowed him. And yeah. now, see, this is the real reason it's a problem. Because anytime any kind of woman science, anytime someone says correctly, well, women can't do any fucking science. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They'll go, what about Marie Curie? Nobel Prize winning. First of all, Nobel Prize doesn't mean jack shit. Just like a bunch of just a bunch of dumb. It's like an Oscar
yeah.
of science that some guy made up because he felt guilty for killing a bunch of people by inventing dynamite. Well, I'm going to make this.
Is that the original? Is that who Nobel was?
Yeah.
The inventor of dynamite?
Yeah. I feel guilty about this. You still killed all those people, man. What yeah. are you talking about? Making a bunch of
yeah,
making science
a prize.
Fucking contest is not going to help.
I think it kind of helps a little bit.
Turns everyone into each other like an asshole. Yeah. I should get that. Well, what? It doesn't mean anything, though. Well, yeah, it does. I could get grants and famous. What have you done? You made a worse. You already killed people with dynamite. Now you're turning science into this sick pageant.
Yeah.
You asshole. So they were going to give the first committee had intended to honor only Pierre Curie and Henri Becquerel, but a committee member and advocate for women scientists. This is in 1903, by the way. So. This is like this might as well be a time traveling simp.
Yeah.
Swedish mathematician Magnus Gösta Mittag Leffler. I tried to look up if he was a pedophile too. I didn't find anything either saying that he was or wasn't.
Right.
Alerted Pierre to the situation and complained, and then Marie's name was added to the nomination. First woman. Does that sound like?
Well, what did she do?
Did she help? This is like Captain Marvel, but for science.
Well, what, okay? was she like bringing
if the Quartering was yeah. alive in 1903, he'd be on the telegraph. Today, in Quartering News, fucking woman was added to the...
Obtained. Well, what'd she do? Did she bring him drinks while they were working? Did she,
okay, here.
Clean their clothes?
You think a woman that got a Nobel Prize would have some kind of a great education,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's got to be a great scientist.
Any kind of scientist that got a Nobel Prize would have all kinds of education, right?
Yeah.
Here's her educational background. Unable to enroll in a regular institution of higher education because she was a woman.
Yeah, well,
so
she was excluded.
Doesn't mean you just are automatically smart.
Well.
It means you didn't go to school. Some garbage, this isn't Goodwill Hunting, okay? Some janitor
scrubbing
washing
the halls.
Underpants
yeah.
and writing formulas.
Well, how did she get educated? Did her husband educate her or something?
She was involved in the clandestine Flying University, a Polish patriotic institution of higher learning that admitted women students.
Well, there you go.
So like illegal learning.
That's
just
what
like just
with.
Like cocaine is laced
it's not
with
illegal.
Fentanyl.
Were they not allowed to educate women? It sounds like it was just a different.
That's a trick question. You can't educate women.
It should all be illegal.
A trick liberal question.
Every woman in college right now.
Doesn't matter if it's illegal or not.
It should be against the law.
At the beginning, she married a guy, a Polish physician, and activist. So already,
yeah.
she was gunning for a marriage award.
Hey, man.
You see?
You had to
you
make
see
moves.
What I mean?
You had to make moves back then.
It's like Bill Gates' wife. Oh, she's the richest woman in the world.
Yeah, Melinda.
Oh,
she
really?
Got a lot done.
Okay. Or that trans woman. Oh, it's the richest woman in the world. Okay.
Well, that Chinese. Yes. Was that the Chinese one?
Well, they made a Chinese one, too.
What was she, Korean? Who's the trans one who's the richest person in the world?
I don't know. I don't look for the picture.
I thought it was like an Asian lady. Whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so she tutored herself. Here's where it gets
somebody
good.
Had to touch all that radium. Isn't it better that a woman dies for science than a man?
She's trying to clean up his lab, actually.
Yeah.
That's why she got the...
radiation poisoning?
Yeah, that's how she got the radiation poison and the Nobel Prize, because she kept going in there, messing up his stuff and experiments, putting it all away, and saying, how many beakers do you really need? I'm in here cleaning beakers all week.
Marie, that's my very important experiments.
That's what he said. He said, Marie, stop touching all my shit.
All this
I gotta work in there.
I better get a prize too for all the work I'm doing cleaning up after
you. Their mutual passion for science brought them increasingly closer, and they began to develop feelings for each other. So then he proposed marriage.
So she was into science first.
Into science. Yeah, she fucking loved science.
She loved it.
Right. Okay. Here's something good. Hold on. Let me see.
Marie Curie.
Yes. Okay. So she used an innovative technique to investigate the samples for radiation. 15 years earlier, her husband and his brother developed a version of the electrometer, a sensitive device for measuring electric charge. Using her husband's electrometer.
Well, did he think to use the electrometer? Maybe she's helping out.
He invented it. Obviously, he thought of what it would do. So using her husband's house with stuff her husband had lying around.
She did science.
She did some science.
And then she got
a
Nobel Prize.
Turbo simp forced her to win. And
see,
everyone was so goo-goo
over
it.
I'm actually curious as to whether or not you're goofing around or whether she really did not do anything. I want to, like, what is the scientific community's opinion of Marie Curie?
She's great. First scientist.
First scientist ever.
They didn't even do science right before her. It's like fucking Futurama. What do you mean? What do they think of it?
She must have done something. All that green
after she
stuff
used her husband's
beakers, yeah.
microscope or whatever it was.
She left all the radiation.
Then he got interested in work and said, let me be involved. I'm going to take this over.
Yeah.
And then that's the rest is
she was dicking
fake
around
history.
And then he did all the real shit.
Obviously, yeah.
Did they both die at the same time?
No, he died first and then she.
Went and touched all his shit.
No, then she hooked up with another scientist who was married.
Really?
And fucked up their relationship, yeah, and the press called her like a Jew, and she wasn't a Jew. So then Einstein came in, and he's like, oy vey, what's going on here?
I don't think this is correct.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so she...
So then she got another one for all that fucking anti-Semitism.
Wait, did Marie Curie fuck Einstein?
No, it was another guy.
Okay.
Who was married.
Yeah.
And then somebody said,
she eventually died of radiation poison.
Somebody said she's so ugly, you have nothing to worry about. I forget who it was. I think it was someone famous. It might have been Einstein. It's like, nah, she's so ugly, you got nothing to worry about.
Jesus Christ.
Then she died of bad driving. They say it was radiation, but she drove off she wouldn't listen to the GPS.
That's the worst thing that ever happened to science.
Because every time a woman fucks up, like, we gotta send women to space. Why? Every time they go up there, they fucking drop bags and stuff. They don't know. They don't even know that the sun and the moon are different. They're like, well, what about Marie Curie? That's science, man. Nobel Prize twice. Like,
I really
what?
Liked
Prize
when
is
your
dumb.
Sun and moon tweet went viral. We never talked about that on the show.
No, we can talk about it.
Well, because, what do you call it? You were tweeting out at a bunch of women, like, what was it, women who had just been accepted to Harvard?
Yeah, surgeons, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, I would prefer my surgeon know the difference between the sun and the moon.
I would.
And then a lot of people thought it was like a weird coded, like, racist insult. They thought you were, like, calling them Islamist or something. It was super
weird.
Yeah,
or Chinese.
Yeah, and then when they figured out what it was, they're like, well, that's, like, so obscure or whatever. And I'm like, well, yeah, he's tweeting it at his audience. He knows the joke because they listen
to
the
show. Yeah, like, well, he took Chelsea Handler's joke seriously. Like, number one, that was not a joke. Number two, many women do not know that the sun and the moon are different. Yeah. Go ahead, go ask. I'm perfectly confident in my statement.
It would be a great bit. We really just need to do man on the street, like, women questions.
Yeah.
Just find women and go, all right, I will give you $5 if you can draw this glass tilted over.
Yeah. Explain to me how a car works.
What is moonlight?
Yeah.
Would they know what moonlight is? I don't think they would.
No. The movie? What do you mean?
I'd be like, well, explain why light comes off the moon. Like, what is that?
You've given them
too much information.
Yeah. Because they can mimic and lie.
Right.
Like Hans, the clever Hans. They can look in your eyes and just say, well, he's, and they put words together like an AI.
When the sun goes away, why can we still see? You know?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's
good.
A good one.
Good.
I want to know how they would answer that.
Okay, what's your 420? That's my 420 problem.
Well, I've got another classic 420. As we all know, it is now the 24th anniversary of the Columbine Massacre. That horrible massacre. Should not say it with upbeat tone. This was April 20th, 1999, where Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold killed 15 of their classmates and somehow built 95 bombs, none of which exploded, which has always mystified me.
How did they do that?
I don't know. How do you not get one of them to go off, right? Like, at least one?
It's the fucking, they fucked one thing up 90 times.
I was like, I wonder if they got their hands on one of those, like, fake communist manifestos that I think the FBI puts out there. That's like, yeah, this bomb's real good. It's really going to work.
Yeah, I'm it's
like,
all no, bogus. It's, yeah, it won't like, kill you.
Put a bunch of orange juice and nails in
that
a
that was the
pipe.
Old FBI that didn't want crime. The new FBI. Yeah,
the new FBI's like,
God, we got to get this.
Here's exactly how to do it.
Here, we'll just give it to 100%. You. 100%. Follow instructions.
Well, my problem, Dick, is not Columbine itself, but the post-Columbine landscape for school children.
Oh.
Now, I was in school post-Columbine, and it seems overnight we went from the apple of our teacher's eye. They went, look at these adorable little children. I can't wait to teach them. The next day, they went, all of these children are potential murderers and psychopaths.
Oh, they did?
And we were, yes, they looked at us with fear in their eyes, and we became criminals of the state to our teachers.
Wow.
Now, this may have just been my school in particular, but first they said, we've got to take these plastic knives out of the cafeteria. I was like, bitch, I just want to cut my dinner roll and put a little spread on there. And they're like, we can't trust you, motherfuckers.
Because of Columbine?
Because of Columbine. They took all the plastic knives out of my cafeteria. Which, honestly, I think inspired more murders. You ever try to cut through a dinner roll with a fucking back end of a spork? You're not getting there. You're just jamming holes in the thing one by one. It'll make those kids insane. Then kids realized the school teachers were all freaked out. So they realized you can just call in a bomb threat at any point, and they'll be like, let's shut the whole school down.
I wish.
Which was cool for that kid, but then for the rest of us, they made us all go sit outside and wait for the cops to show up and go, there's no bomb.
Still better Nothing than happened. School, though.
I guess. Just sitting out
just
there.
Just being in a bomb is better than school.
Well, how about after Columbine? Why don't they just shut down all the schools forever? That would have been better.
His parents got to babysitting, man. You got to go to work. Let's get these kids out of here.
Just let the kids walk around, man. Let them walk around town. I remember I was a young boy. Columbine had happened. So they're all looking around trying to figure out who's going to kill people.
Yeah.
And they assumed it was me for some reason. I don't know why.
Were you?
I was a weird kid. I wasn't like wearing like black. I wasn't listening to like Marilyn
Why was
Manson.
It though?
Well, I'll tell you, I was dicking around in the computer lab.
Yeah.
This was at a very young age. This was actually in sixth grade. That's
okay.
How far back this was. And I was dicking around. And you know how Calvin and Hobbes, you'd always have snowmen that were like, you know, knives in their chest.
Yeah.
They're bleeding everywhere.
Sure.
So I was drawing a little MS Paint snowman with X's for eyes and a like knife in its chest and a bunch of like, you know, dead snowman babies all around it. And I'm like, oh, this is funny. Like Calvin and Hobbes. And then my teacher was like, we got another one on our hands. And they had to call my parents in and they're like, listen, we're concerned that your child might be a murderer. And I'm like, it's a snowman. It's
Calvin
not even
Calvin Hobbes joke, man.
It's a
what
Calvin
are you talking
Hobbes
about?
Joke. And this was basically, this was the extent of, my schooling experience. I think they eventually calmed down a little bit. But for a while, it was like, anybody who's a little out there, a little whatever, they're like,
You think they calmed down? No, man. Did you see the room that they have that like unfolds into a safe room?
Well, that's the new school shootings, like the real ones, where it's like people are showing up in kindergartens and shit. But they are gonna pull out. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is after Columbine, we're like, hey, school shootings are kind of cool, and they're only like once in a while. Mm. You know, at least those guys they had those cool jackets and made it look like obviously I agree with the method, but rebelling against the system, I'm there with you. You know, now it's just like fucking some weird kid. Like that guy who shot up that black church, which was not a school shooting, but that Dylan Roof kid.
Oh, I don't
really.
I get them all mixed up now.
He's the one with the bowl cut. And I was talking to somebody. I'm like, if you're going to do a school shooting, you got to get a haircut, first of all. Because else your mugshot is just you staring dead-faced at the camera with that.
You
got to
get off those SSRIs and fix yourself up.
Yeah.
Fill out a little bit. Have a meal. Have a hot meal.
Yeah. You should have to get jacked up before you do a school shooting. We should make fun of school shooters.
Get jacked up?
Yeah.
Like on drugs?
Yeah. No, like, I mean, like, get built. Get fit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because then we'd go, "Hey, man, I don't know that guy had some muscle
you don't
tone
see
there."
A lot of that,
yeah, because you see these other guys, these skinny like pieces of shit, and you're like, "Well, obviously they threw it all away; they got nothing."
Yeah,
but if I saw a guy who was all fit and jacked, first of all, he wouldn't want to do a school shooting because he's fit and jacked. But if he did, you'd be like, "Wow, he's really throwing something away. He was really committed."
They don't have good plans either.
No, they're terrible.
The plans are like draw a map.
They always draw a map. Walk. Why are you drawing a map? You don't know what your school looks
what
like?
Are what are you
pull
doing?
It
out in the middle? Yeah. Let's see
Hold
here.
On, let
I'm
me
here.
Check my scroll to see where I will go next upon my quest. Who's drawing a map? These are all D&D fucking loser kids playing Zelda and shit.
I don't need a map of my high school even 25 years later, whatever it is, 30 years.
It's like, always
I can find
crazy
my way around.
When they find these shooters and they always go, he had a map of the school. I go, fucking with the maps, man. Maybe that's the problem, that we don't have cartography programs for these young kids. If they were able to, you know, draw maps of various things.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they don't have access to their true desires. Point is, post-Columbine, teachers just looking at you. If you wore a black T-shirt to school, they'd go, I don't know about this.
Are they not back? Can you not dress like the Matrix anymore?
Well, now all the trans kids have made it okay to be a complete weirdo, so... Huh. I think it's come back around. I think now if you're like a normal guy in just a T-shirt, they go, oh, that one's the mass shooter. The one with all the mascara and the whatever. That's just the trans kid. He's fun. We like him. If you just show up wearing like a polo shirt and a slicked back haircut, they go, oh, fuck. We got a white nationalist on our hands.
Yeah.
The world has changed. But I'll say living in the post-Columbine, and it was a loss of our innocence, Dick.
Not mine.
Growing up post-
what year was it?
99.
Yeah, 99.
You were partying already?
It's Matrix, man.
Well,
yeah, Matrix. Dope. Yeah.
I think that's why they had the trench coat. Wait,
what
should
happen in school? I don't give a fuck. I'm in college. I'm drinking Bud Light. Turning gay.
There was never really any backlash against the Matrix, now that I think about it. Even though those
we
kids wore trench coats.
In 1999.
But they were mad
Some
at like Marilyn Manson.
We should take a look at those trench coats. We were like, fuck you, nerd.
It's so weird that Marilyn Manson was like the scapegoat, not the Matrix.
And then he raped that woman.
Yeah, did he rape her post-Columbine? Maybe it was the trauma of everyone telling him.
Oh, he definitely raped her post-Columbine because it never happened, and she made it all up years ago. So, yes.
It's possible that
something
happened.
Yeah, but what would it be like if Columbine didn't happen? There would be we'd have no Michael Moore.
That's true. That would be good. Yeah, Columbine sticks with me still, even now.
Because of the...
It was a very defining event because I think the 90s were such a great, like, everything's going good.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be great. And then the kids were like, this isn't so great. I want to kill some people. And I was like, oh, maybe things aren't that great. I don't know what's going on. And it's all been downhill since there.
Yeah. Then 9/11
was no, 9/11 was nothing.
Columbine, to Columbine.
Columbine destroyed our nation's soul.
Those guys didn't even know how famous they would be. Isn't
I know.
That the worst? That's the craziest part.
Out. Could have had
Hitler knew how famous he was.
Now the most famous Dylan is fucking Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If they'd stuck around, we'd be hearing from Klebold and...
Columbine Aftermath?
Columbine Aftermath.
All right. Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of, like, school shooting in general.
It's boring. Just go shoot anything else. At least they're doing banks now.
And it's like, well, we need, like, armed guards. We need to arm these pedophiles. And
yeah. I heard that some of these politicians own homes and stuff, you know? Huh. I don't know what that's about.
Amazing. Well, the kids, they don't know about politics.
No, they don't care. They're just mad at other kids.
Okay, here's my 420 problem.
I always shoot the teachers, not the kids. The kids are in the same system as you, man. Like, they're part of the...
We're all in the same system.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You're right.
Hi, people. Oh, man.
When you're not high.
At least alcoholics feel bad for how they acted sometimes.
Yeah.
If you take everything from them.
Yeah.
And leave them and they lose their job and kill people in drunk driving accidents. At least then they will feel bad.
Right.
High people never feel bad for how annoying they are.
Yeah.
Not finishing sentences.
Yeah.
Wanting to watch the same movies over and over. Okay.
Yeah.
And now they're everywhere. Being high. All over the place. Like being high for a drunk person, getting to sit down, have a cup of coffee, have some water, put your phone. Here's a phone. Here's a little phone. Play with it. It's not connected to anything. Go nuts. Text all your ex-girlfriends are on there in an AI. Go nuts with it.
Yeah, have fun.
Couple hours, they'll be fine. High person, going to be high and annoying for the rest of the day or night.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
I don't hang out with a lot of high people these
days. Good for you.
I'm trying to remember if I ever had... Well, I have like one friend who's really into weed, but I just never...
They have a real smug superiority complex to it, too. Yeah, actually, it's safer than... No, I know. But it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying. It's instantly annoying. The way you're acting right now.
Well, I never understood weed as like a social thing. Of like, oh man, let's all smoke. And I'm like, what, so we can all like take a nap next to each other? What
yes,
are we doing?
And then they bring in their goddamn devil's lettuce to a group of people and turn everyone into high people just like them. Like, well, this is fucking horrible. I was having nice conversations with complete sentences.
Yeah.
And now you've destroyed it by bringing it in and trying to have this retarded hot box thing that you are so enamored with, even though it's totally legal. And you've been doing it for 30 years.
It was a lot more fun when it was illegal, I guess.
Now it's annoying. Maybe I should have done that. Legalizing weed. Shit, I should have done that.
Well, just do it now.
Legalizing weed.
Legalizing weed's really the problem. Yeah. It's like...
Not fun anymore.
No.
You got to pay attention to what you're buying.
Yeah.
Like, is this too much?
And just the fact that I can get it whenever I want makes me not want to get it. It's not like a special treat. Like, oh, my God, I got some weed. Oh,
I have to do it. I have to get it. I have no choice.
Yeah, I can't, you know, get it normally. And now it's like I just go to a place.
Yeah, all right.
And there's all a bunch of different types. And you
can
know.
I pretend like I have some kind of a medical ailment or something? Like, no.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that kind of plays into my problem.
But then I still have to put my driver's license into the thing. This is worse. I never had to give a drug dealer my driver's license.
Yeah,
I have to give it to you?
One time I didn't have my driver's license, and I had to sit in the pot shop waiting room while my buddies went and looked at the weed. And I was like, all right, have fun. I don't really... These rules. Now it has rules involved.
The
and
rules
bureaucracy.
Made it so not fun. Now there's like a line of, there's either a line of nobody or a line of 40 people.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can't hurry up in there? What is there?
Do you ever smoke weed these days?
I try not to because I hate it, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if
you've got 10 things on the counter.
Yeah.
They're all the fucking same. Why does it take you an hour and a half in there?
Because they claim that they're different. I don't know. One of them's purple. And then you're like, well, what does that do? And they're like, it's fucking purple, man. And then you're supposed to believe it's better because it's purple. I'm sure right now someone's frantically writing into the show about why the purple ones are better. And
I've had Indica explained to me about 40 million times, which was 39 million, more than the times I needed it explained, which was one time. Well, this one makes you sleepier than that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Bro. What you really like? Just stop! I fucking know. It's not this. It's not as complicated as the sun and the moon. All right.
And now I don't even know if I'm supposed to smoke.
No one's ever explained to me Diet Coke and Coke 50 million times. I'll have a Diet Coke. You know, actually, the Diet Coke doesn't have any
gain more.
Yeah, I got
weight.
It. Somehow I got through life with nobody explaining that to me. Can't get through life without fucking 10,000 people explaining to me what indica means from sativa. Yeah, bro, I got it. Thanks. We have the internet.
I don't know who's smoking weed these days. I mean, someone must be.
Everybody.
Are they?
Yes.
I always hear people going, like, you got to get these CBD gummies. And I'm like, why? Because, like, man, you know, it's like a gummy. And I'm like, is that better? Is that...
I think my parents' dog is on CBDs.
What does it do? Calm them down?
Does nothing.
Yeah, I think I bought some hemp drops for my cat once, and he
that's
just,
what else has legalizing weed has done. Them. Bringing in this fucking onslaught of fake medicine, CDBCs.
Yeah, people like, are like, oh, you don't like weed. You gotta give your cat fucking weed. I'm like, really?
Now that weed is legal, this whole other non-weed miracle cure. Oh wow, what does it fix? What do you got? I have no head. It fixes that. This studies by the Weed Institute.
Yeah.
Shows it will regrow a head.
The legalization of weed is now leading to all these new fun products that aren't fun. I don't see the fun. I don't know. Maybe I'm a stick in the mud. Maybe I should be CBDing myself every day.
I almost wish alcohol was illegal. Then you could go. Party.
I thought that after criminals. Weed got legal, it would be like more fun. Like they would do something new with it.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of like, it's just there. Nobody's like, it's not more exciting.
And then they tax the shit out of it. And yeah. Made it so you have to be in business with criminals to
yeah,
sell
you have
it.
To. That's
50% of your business has to be owned by a fucking 10-year.
Someone who's been affected by the drug. Do they have to have a conviction on
yes,
that
record? Tier one is convicted felons with 10 years in L.A. They have to be a 50% owner in your business. It's like, okay, well, I don't really want to go into business with a
fucking
multiple felon because he probably didn't go in for just weed.
No, he probably killed some people to
but I guess
keep
I just,
on top of it.
I guess I just have to give him money because you guys said I do.
50% ownership.
I'll just go back to doing it illegally.
Man, that's really fucked. That's so bizarre. That makes no sense.
Well, don't call it reparations, whatever you do.
Yeah, well, then people get all crazy about it. I was going to say, I kind of have a similar problem, which is just... But this dates way back, is that weed has failed to live up to its reputation.
Okay.
So, like, when you're a kid, man, you're in that D.A.R.E. program, and they're like, you never want to do fucking pot, man.
Because it'll bring in that thing.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. It's going to destroy your brain, and you can't function.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this must be fucking crazy shit, man.
This must make me-
And you smoke it the first time, and it just kind of sucks. And you go, oh, it'll probably get better when I, like, learn how to smoke it better.
Learn how to smoke it right.
And you smoke more of it, and you're like, I don't know, it still kind of sucks. And then you're like, maybe I'm just getting the wrong.
Why was this illegal?
Why was that guy so upset about that? And then you're like, maybe I just got to get the good stuff. Obviously, I'm getting, like, bad weed. So then, like, your buddy hooks you up. He's like, this is the best weed ever. And you smoke it.
$300 million an ounce.
Yeah, dude. Right. This is, like, the premium fucking sativa, dude. And you're like, and then you smoke it, and you're like. Yeah, this also sucks.
It sucks too, man.
I mean, I've had, and then like when you do get really good weed, which I guess I've had good weed, like you get it, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like it makes you really sleepy and really hungry.
Yeah.
It's not.
And annoying.
And I don't need any, I'm already all three of those things. So I don't need to be more sleepy or more hungry or more insufferable.
Okay.
Yeah, I never got into weed. I never got it. I never understood it. I smoked it at every party. I inhaled, you know, I felt
what
it a little bit.
What do you want it
bit.
To be? What would match the expectation?
Cool, you know, they're always like in the...
You want it to be acid.
Yeah, I want it to be acid.
That's what every
Absolutely.
Drug pretends like it is. Except for liquor.
Yeah.
Pretends like it is. Oh, man, you see all kinds of crazy stuff. No, you don't.
Yeah, acid is a million times cool, like better than
better
pot.
Than,
I can everything. Remember almost every time I've taken acid, and it's always like, this is awesome.
This is awesome.
This is the coolest thing. I want to do this all the time.
It's the best thing.
And I smoke weed.
I wish it didn't
like,
last for 12 hours, yeah. But whatever. Still kind of worth it.
I smoke weed, and I go, I guess I want to eat more tacos than
I
normally would want to eat. Yeah, I want to sit on this couch.
Please, someone don't throw a bag of chips at me so I eat the whole thing.
Do the people who like weed, they're just like, see, I guess I just don't enjoy the idea of being zonked out. There's nothing there that I enjoy. And I guess some people, they just find it relaxing or something.
They fucking love it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They want to tune out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get all zonked up on these goofberries, man. Like, what the, why do you... I mean, surely somebody in our audience is a big pothead.
They all are.
Yeah.
Everyone's a pothead.
Well, maybe we're the sticks in the mud. Maybe I'm the old man.
Well, I'm an alcoholic, so I have an excuse.
Well,
I rewired my brain. Alcohol rewires your brain against every other drug.
And I'm just obese. I'll just eat a big sandwich.
So,
a big sandwich to me is way better.
Is that your problem?
Weed failing to live up to its reputation. Yeah.
It's a pretty good problem.
It's true. Did you have another one?
Yeah, I have one more.
What do you get?
Have you ever watched Reefer Madness?
I haven't, actually.
You got to get high. Let's get high on 420.
Oh, man, let's do it, dude. To the max, man.
I did that. Yeah. When I lived in Hollywood, my friend came over and we got high at 420 and watched Reefer Madness at 420 down the street on this big old movie theater.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the movie, it just like froze. So it was like 100 high people sitting in this theater it felt like an hour and a half. So it was probably about, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I said, I don't think anyone's coming to fix this. And my body, and he goes, what? And I'm like, all right, hold on. So I got up and like walked to the projector.
Yeah.
And it was just it was one of those shitty projectors, like with a DVD player plugged into it.
Hanging out of it.
So I said, okay. And I ejected the DVD.
And then you put it back in?
And I was like, well, no one's stopping me. So this is weird.
They're
man.
Probably off smoking weed themselves, right?
Forward
Did
to
you
the
have to fast
chapter?
Forward
yeah,
by
I went
chapter.
To the chapter and it started up. I went after where it paused,
Yeah.
See, big tip, DVD to era. Started going again and there was just like this
clapping.
Like slow, the slowest clapping I've ever heard in my life from everyone in the theater. It's
beautiful.
I just fucking saved the day. Okay, my last problem is high behavior expectation. Whenever you're high, everyone just expects you to just be like a laugh riot, laughing. And here's what I get.
Yeah.
When I get high and we put on high movies is, why aren't you laughing? Why aren't you laughing at this? Well,
don't you find this funnier?
Isn't this funnier to you because you're high?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just not laughing. Now I'm freaking out about what. Like
now,
I'm
freaking out about all you people
every
looking
fucking
at me.
Moment of this fucking movie.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about other stuff, like all my businesses being turned off and shut down by credit card companies and stuff, and people fucking reacting to my trans comments negatively online and getting my account banned and stuff like that. I don't know what's so funny about this fucking movie that I've seen 7 times now that I should be in hysterics about.
That's a good problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think that problem is the old argument. Maybe this is my problem that, oh, this thing sucks, but it's great when you're high.
It's true, though. That's true, though.
What is that
Pineapple
true about?
Express is very funny high.
Is it?
All the high movies
are actually good when you're
actually
high.
Actually funny high. Yeah.
Well, fair
sorry
enough.
Sorry to say. I'm sorry fair to enough. Tell you. Now, I won't put it on and look at you like this.
Staring
isn't that
at
funny?
You.
Hey, did you get that joke?
Isn't that funny?
That weed must be hitting you because this is hilarious.
And I can feel the eyes. Stop fucking looking at me.
Why are they not laughing? Are they not also high?
I don't know.
Are you like the high center of attention?
I guess so. Okay, everybody. Those
I
are
mean, it seems
problems.
Clear from this episode that neither me nor Dick smokes enough weed, I guess.
Well, high people is a
problem. We should have brought in some weed for the episode.
No, then it would have been horrible.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's funny. It would have been funny to listen to how bad it is.
Okay.
Speaking of 420, we'll be in Philadelphia on 422, so.
Yeah, true.
I wonder if everyone's going to be smoking up the reefer there.
So our problems are high people, the legalization of weed, Marie Curie getting a Nobel Prize.
Yes.
And what was yours?
Columbine aftermath.
Okay.
And weed failing to live up to its reputation.
Yeah, weed failing to live up. Okay. Go to biggest problem not show to vote, and thanks for supporting the show on Patreon.
Yes.
I'm gonna play some voicemails now.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. You know what makes me rage? It's like having shit come up in the last minute when you have all these plans. And it's like just shit that you have to go out of your way for other people. It really fucking bothers me. So I made plans months in advance. Hey, I got a bunch of fucking work. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to these events. I'm going to have a fun fucking time. And I'm going to have an additional day off of work so I can recover, right? Yeah. Well, guess what? Oh, my mom decided to fucking break her hip because she's dumb. And so she has to get her hip surgery around the same time as the last day of my event. So, okay. And she lives like 5 hours away from me. So I got to drive down there and hold her hand while she like complains to the nurse and starts like yelling racial slurs at her. Oh boy, you know, and then I have a plan for this weekend. Oh, but I have to go to church with my girlfriend because what would Christ think? Oh God, I'm going to hell if I miss one Easter.
Why are you gonna go to church? Oh my God,
fucking stupid bullshit.
Oh, Easter,
Father's Day bullshit. Then I have to do other fucking shit for other people. There's no fucking time for me to just, you know, fucking.
Just say no, dude.
I want to fucking do.
Say no.
Dedicate some time to my hobbies or just fucking relax. Barely can do that. My work is now saying that I'm unprofessional for fucking taking 10 minutes off to go, like, go do something in the other fucking room, you know, while they're still.
What
are
you
on.
Doing?
God damn it. Fucking hate everybody. Go fuck
do
yourself.
Something, Dick. He's rubbing one out quickly.
I was just doing something for 10 minutes.
I was
in
doing
the other
something.
Room.
Life is exhausting when you surround yourself with people. Here's my plan idea. Just cut them all off.
Yeah.
Cut your mom off. Be emotionally distant from your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Cut your father off. Then you don't got to do anything for anybody.
Just tell the other ones that you're doing the other one's thing. Like, I can't go to church. I got to drive my mom to the hospital. And then say, I can't drive you to the hospital. I got to go to church with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then just stay home for both and play video games. Problem solved.
It is. I don't know how people do things for other people because I don't do anything for anybody.
You have to say no to some stuff. Like, I stop picking people up at the airport flat out.
I tell people I will pay for your Uber rather than pick you up.
I don't even do that because then I'll drive.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Why does anybody want you to pick them up from the airport in this day and age? Like, you can.
They think it's like no problem and that you're happy to see them. Like, they think it's like their payment.
Yeah.
Like, they're a big fucking superstar. They want to just waltz out and hop in a car.
I'd pick up my mom or my sister from the airport. That's it.
Nope, not me.
Well,
Uber's just as good as me. Probably safer driver.
It's probably, it's true. Yeah, just take an Uber.
Okay. This is a question.
I'll pay
for
the Uber for my mom. How's that? I'll send the Uber.
Okay,
she can probably figure it out herself.
All right. Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. Nobody
Hi.
Here. So I had a question for Vito here.
Uh-oh.
What part about the statement, Congress shall make no law, would infer to you that I can't do something? I mean, that's just the first couple of words out of the First Amendment. So, I mean,
it's a question
Congress
for you.
Not making laws doesn't mean that I can't say a word, does it? That doesn't make any sense. Also, on a secondary note,
uh-oh.
As far as the DBF stuff is going, why don't you try replacing it with fail instead? Because it's the same first three letters, isn't it? So it should
to
still count.
To be fail?
So to be failing at something would be the same as Vito sucking cocks, right?
I like it when you put just one idea in one voicemail.
There's a lot going on here.
When you just stack it up, it just kind of gets lost in the mix.
That guy sounds like a pedophile. So I don't even want to respond to.
Isn't it ironic that you got banned for calling someone a pedophile?
It is ironic.
Did you say that's our word?
I should have said that.
Okay, here's another one.
Can't believe I got banned.
I would just like to point out that Vito said that he wants virtual reality porn.
Yes.
So that he can push an anime Asian woman onto a bed and rape her.
Right.
And then, you know, have his way with her. And as he's saying this, he goes on to say, but she'll be of virtual reality of age.
Yeah,
virtual reality. As if that negates the fact that you're raping her.
Well, it's just Japanese.
That's right. What do you mean?
The only way you have sex with those women, according to the porn I've watched.
Christ, mighty.
Have you watched Japanese pornography?
You
those women.
Jen.
All right.
Jesus Christ! I never thought I'd be more shocked by Vito than fucking Maddox. All right.
Really?
Thank you, fuck you, bye.
I've watched a lot of Japanese porn. Those women don't have consensual sex. A Japanese woman can only go, oh, yummy, 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 and then the guy just shoves her down, and 10 other guys show up and jerk off on her face.
It's hot. I wish
they
white women would watch those videos, because white women watch white porn.
Yeah,
where the women are like turbo whores. It's such a fucking turnoff.
And then you go, hey, I want you to be in distress, and they immediately run to the washing machine and get stuck in it. And you're like, not like that.
Not like that. Like, I don't know what the sun and the moon are. Not like that, you dumb bitch. Okay, here we go.
Hey, JK Vito. Biggest problem in the universe is touchscreens at fucking Taco Bell. McDonald's, wherever you're going. At Taco Bell specifically, where I live, they make the attendant come out and help all of the fucking boomer fucks. Literally.
No.
All of the boomers and all of the people who have big extended Hispanic families need one of the fucking people to come out and fucking help them. And it's like, you can't, they literally do not let you order at the counter anymore. They just go, oh no, you gotta do it at the tablet. And there's, guess what? There's only two fucking tablets. So it creates a bigger line. It takes way fucking longer to, even if you know your order, like tap out your order on the tablet than to just say it out loud. Number fucking four. I want a number four. Or number three. I want a,
you gotta use the tablet,
holy
sir.
Holy shit. We innovated something.
Who's the boomer fuck that he's talking about?
Hey,
the
guy who couldn't
do the tablet?
Yeah. Another guy couldn't do the tablet.
Not the deck. Okay.
That would be a problem I would like to refer to as self-checkouts. Don't forget to vote it up.
You don't like those?
That was one of my problems I brought in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're just waiting for all the old people. Once all the old people die off, they'll go way quicker. But right now, they're pieces of shit.
Oh.
Yeah, they're investing in the technology. Then all these, like, fucking little Roblox kids are going to be able to handle that shit.
Just be, like,
breeze on through.
They're also slow, too. That's a big part of the problem.
Yeah.
Like, the tablets, like, the graphics get snazzier, and they just get slower and slower. It's like,
you're like, I just want to see what you got. And it's like,
swipe.
Yeah, it's all this
swipe,
loading.
Buffering. Like, why are you so slow?
Big. Yeah, it looks like those 1990s web pages loading one line at a time.
Yeah. That is very annoying. Okay.
I think they also get, like, cheap touchscreens, so it's not, it doesn't even register your fingers.
No, obviously cheap
touchscreens. It's all garbage.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. All right, because you guys keep shitting on my problems that you keep playing. Here's a more general purpose one.
Who are you?
Friends who do not...
Say who you are.
It's that guy who keeps complaining.
Say your names.
Let's say you like to ride your bike. You're a bicycler, right? You go, hey, let's go on a bike ride. You should get a bike. And your friend goes, oh, can I just borrow one of yours? And for the first couple times, you know, that's fine. Yeah, you can borrow my extra bike, sure.
Why not?
But after a while, you go, hey, you seem to like this. Don't you think you should, like, you know, get your own fucking thing? You know, and you could use this with everything.
That?
It's just
Why?
Who just want to mooch off of your hobby because you spend all the
you
money.
You have extra bikes?
What are you not allowed to use them? Your precious bike?
You set everything up. And then they end up breaking your shit.
Well, then make them pay for it. He threw that in at the end as a, because he knew it was dumb. Yeah. So he made that part up at the end.
If you have an extra bike and a buddy's going to go bike riding with you, why don't you enjoy his company? They're going, I wish that motherfucker would get his own bike.
The bike people are like that.
Yeah.
They're just like, their brains are fucked.
Pretty much.
They're just like, my bike is my bike. You bring your own bike and that's like your rig.
Why do you have more than one bike?
That's your cool rig. It's like a reflection of your personality. It's like, God, man, will you just get hit by an ambulance, please?
All the bicycle people are crazy.
Okay, here is how about this one?
Peter, why do I take issue with you? What do you mean you don't want to listen to the podcast twice? That's what fucking Sean does every week. You think you are better than Sean?
Yes.
Secondly, your time is worthless between arguing with employees of Burger King about fucking coupons and jerking off the hentai and collecting anime figurines.
Well, I don't say hentai is bad.
Every time you say, oh, I'm working on a super killer, I just presume you're jerking at the hentai.
That's research.
Fucking useless piece of shit.
You gotta say something else. Then
what?
I don't know. You got to come up with another euphemism.
I guess. What do you call it? Does Sean listen to the whole episode to do fucking audio for it? No, he doesn't.
Probably.
No, he runs it through a fucking filter or something. What does he clean up?
Super fucking everything. Takes out bings and bangs.
Does he?
Creeps.
That's stupid because we don't do any of that for this show. Nobody gives a shit.
Well, I don't when I bounce it.
So?
I adjust the volume a little bit, but it's not we doing it. It's me. Just saying.
Well, what do you do?
I just
you had export
and changed some knobs, and then I listened to a little bit to see if the volumes are about right. Yeah, and then I hit export. I gotta watch.
So you're just saying you make sure our voice levels are the same.
Yeah,
and then you hit export.
More complicated than that, though. It's about gain chains and faders.
All right,
volumetric processing.
You don't listen to the whole show, though.
I mean, I watch it process from 0% to 100%. That's the whole show.
Do you ever re-listen to like episodes of our show? I don't.
Yeah, sometimes I get sucked in if I'm
maybe
load it up on YouTube. I'll be like, "Oh, that's a good argument."
Yeah.
Well-made argument that you just made.
Even the guy now, he's sending me clips and he's like, "Tell me what you think of this clip." I'm like, "Oh, I can't watch it. I don't want to listen to
it. I
don't want to hear myself talk. Just give me a clip.
Just post it, man.
Pretty much.
Okay. Here's one.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. I just wanted to call him to say that you two appearing on Nick's stream, where all of them, are expecting just Dick to show up.
Oh, I did, yeah.
And then you have.
I thought so. Sean would take out stuff like that.
But we don't care.
Okay. Well, let's see. Here's one.
Yeah, the biggest problem in the universe is buying a bunch of games on Steam on sale and then not having enough time to fucking play them. Fuck that guy. I'm not going to pay. I have had that happen so many times. Friends are like, "Oh, come on, just buy this game. It's only $20. Yeah, I'm going to pay $20 for a game I'm going to play once and then fucking forget about and never play again. Go fuck yourself.
I stopped doing the Steam sales because I would like, they just give you free games now. I go on that Epic Games Store and they give you like a new free game every week.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Some of them are good. They gave away like Grand Theft Auto 5 at one point.
Oh.
And I'll play like, you know, maybe one or two of them. But now I just have like 100 free games that I'm like, you know what? I'm going to die and not play any of these. It's really depressing. It's depressing
That's
to keep
what
adding
everyone
to
who's
them.
Gonna die thinks, I didn't have enough
I didn't have time to
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Kind of what it is, man. It's like living in now. You just look at all the stuff again. You're like, I ain't got time for any of this. Just end it already.
You have a lot of time. What are you, 38?
Sure. Let's go with that.
41?
59.
You should have a lot of time.
I don't have a lot of time. I don't have time. Okay. I only have time to play. Well, that's the thing. I just end up playing the same game over and over, and then I feel like even more of an idiot.
What game do you play over and over?
Magic the Gathering on the fucking computer.
Oh, yeah. You got to stop doing that.
It's a huge
that.
Waste of everybody's life and time.
Okay, here you go.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. I think one of the biggest problems in the universe is the censoring of comments. You see something, you see some video, you know, rubs you the wrong way. You can't even if the person who posted the video is saying something completely false, completely stupid, it's just dumb, it's bad, you can't even say, that sucks. You can't even comment, that sucks. That's it. It goes, our guidelines and our TOS says, that's like a bad word or some shit.
Can't even tell pedophiles to fuck themselves anymore.
All these people are getting put into these echo chambers and shit because nobody can talk.
Echo chambers.
Nobody is like coming head to head with them at all, ever, unless they go on their podcast show, etc., whatever. You know, and that never happens because they vet everybody like fucking Tim Pool.
Yeah, they do.
You know how? I feel like 100 stupid shorts on YouTube a day at work when I'm bored, and it's just like, dude, I can't even say that sucks, and that's I don't know.
That sucks. This is against our TOS.
I'm real worried about all this. I mean, cause do you still have like strikes on your fucking Dick Show account or whatever?
Yeah, I got two.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, I've been in this nightmare for a lot longer than you.
I've been in the nightmare as long as you. Just because you've been...
Don't
try to pull that shit.
I was banned. I had videos deleted and canceled by YouTube probably before you even started YouTube. What was your first YouTube that you posted?
I was making YouTube back in the... Well, I made YouTube for like companies and stuff.
Yeah. What's the first creative stuff you did?
Well, I had stuff on that Game Zone channel.
What year?
I don't know, 2010.
Men Are Better Than Women came out in 2005.
Yeah.
And started getting banned on web hosts immediately.
I had some stuff on YouTube. I just don't know how to find it. I was definitely uploading back when it originally started, but I've like completely forgotten what the account was, which sucks because I had a video we made in high school, which was or maybe it was middle school. We're like, let's make a Vietnam War, like
Red Dawn, but Vietnam.
Yeah, but we didn't. We only had one Asian friend, and he was Korean.
Oh, he's every guy.
Well, yeah, he's every guy. And we didn't have one
Give
of those
him different hats.
We didn't have one of those
Mr. Baseball.
We didn't have one of those straw picker hats. So we took my buddy had the Ewok Village place
rice picker. They didn't pick straw.
Whatever. The straw hat. You know what I'm talking about. But we didn't have one, so we took the top of an Ewok Village playset and he just held it on top of his head, and it looked. But it was
you
like
couldn't make
plastic. Dude,
you
we're making
make
it
a
like,
rice picker hat.
I was making a bunch of weird shit in high school. But yeah, we had the Korean kid hold an Ewok Village playset on top of his head and go, "You'll not come this." And then we like, there's like a little path like behind my house, like this little trail. And I'll remember my buddy had the best line. He goes, "Oh, look, that's like the Ho Chi Minh Trail right there. We must be going the right way." And I would do anything to get that shitty footage again.
But it's lost on YouTube.
Dude, I lost so much like stupid shit I made in high school. I'm really sad about it. We made some cool shit. We still some of the old public access stuff is somewhere archived.
Put it on IPFS. It'll be there forever. Yeah. Put it on Odyssey.
I gotta find what we still have. Public access days. This has been the biggest problem in the universe, guys.
Thank you.
Please go to superkiller.org, which I can no longer promote on Twitter because hopefully my good friends will retweet my other account to help me boost.
What's your other account? Italian
Pepsi
Man?
Well, now it's at Vito Giswaldi, which maybe I have to change because I don't fucking know, man.
You got to stop saying this bad stuff.
Shut up.
How come I can follow the rules so easily?
I don't know, because you don't fight with people. Are you
fight with
all the right
people? Harley Morgenstein.
Yeah, but his followers don't.
I didn't make even anything close to a you know what reference.
Fair enough.
Okay, and believe me,
I thought the lolly community could take a joke.
No.
No, I guess not.
They could only take virginity.
You would think a bunch of guys who want to fuck anime like little kids would be like, you know, have thicker skin.
Well, no, because they have like permanent blue balls. They can't fuck the cartoon.
Yeah. So they're really mad when someone rips on them for it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show him.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Could have been anybody. You got a lot of enemies.
Yeah, I'll be all right, though.
All right.
I'll promote it on YouTube. I'll promote it here.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.